Today we'll be doing the 23rd paragraph in the second mamar. The zachiluk ben hashvachim sha'aser lahusif al ilu sha'amaram at Moshe Rabbeinu v'anshei Knesset Hagedola taknenu batfila uven hashiros hashvachos shemosifim benishmas ba'anim zmiros shira yichud v'chadome. This is the fundamental distinction between the types of praises that we're not allowed to add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, to add on to those which Moshe Rabbeinu said and the anshei Knesset Hagedola established as part of tefila, in contrast to other praises which we are allowed to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like in nishma and Adam's Miros and the Shirei Hayichud, ki l'saper rak es gadlos Hashem aser lanu lahosef. K'moshem meduyek b'divrei Rabbi Chanina. Shomer lo siyam tiru l'chu l'shvachi demarach. So to just add on extra, you know, adjectives describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go beyond that which Moshe Rabbeinu said and the Anshei Knesset Hagedola codified when they said Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VaHanora, to start doing more than that is always going to be insufficient. As Rabbi Chanina tells us in the Gemara in Brachos, it's also in Megillah, he says when there was a guy who got up there to daven for the Yomin and he started adding a bunch of other praises to Hashem, he said Ha'azuz Ha'azuz Ha'adir. So he says, what, you're going to stop praising Hashem? He says, no matter how many adjectives you say, it's never going to be enough. So to just add on more adjectives that Moshe Rabbeinu said over and the Anshei Knesset Hagedola codified, that's a problem that you're not allowed to do. However, those praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are an expression of our great passion and love and desire to connect to Him, we are permitted, in fact encouraged to say. And we start with the words Anim Zmiros, Ki Elecha Nafshi Sarog, Nafshi Chamda. So we say various lines in the beginning of Anim Zemiros. We say that I'm going to weave together these songs. Ki lecha nafshi sarug. My nefesh pines for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafshi chamda b'tzel yodecha. My nefesh desires a connection to you. Home libi al dodecha. My heart is cooing. Is calling out to you. And that's why I'm speaking all these praises. So he says, lo l'sair l'sayim es shivchei Hashem. We're not just coming to, you know, talk about the greatness and the praises of Hashem. We're trying to uncover this spark of inspiration that is within us. It's not just a story that we're telling. It's not just the content of the words that we're saying, that's what we're trying to get across. There's an extra neshama, there's an extra level of inspiration that is found in the undercurrents of these words. If you simply wanted to relate a story, you could have just expressed that in two or three words. But here, we're trying to express our passion and our desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says no amount of words will ever be sufficient for that. A person who simply praises Hashem is comparable to someone who talks about this great light, this powerful light in a far off place. But a person who talks about Hashem's praises out of passion and love and a desire to connect to Him is actually like a person who brings light from a different place and shows you actively how powerful that light is. It's an extra level of sight. It's an extra level of appreciation that the Nevi'im have. Pasuk describes that Shaul was ensconced with Nevuah when he was around other Nevi'im. That Shaul was overtaken with Nevuah. Ruach b'nei ha-Nevi'im hisorebo. He had this passion of the b'nei ha-Nevi'im. V'imo histakel v'ra'a nitzotz min ha-hadur no'e v'navsho so'eres min ha-re'i ad-bilti neso umdabera'u motziyah b'diburim elu v'shvachim esarim elu. Shaul was unable to express this passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in words alone, and he was only able, in other words, his passion and desire almost superseded the words, and therefore these words in the pasuk are description of that passion. Lo shezeu kol inyan ha-Nevuah, rak ha-Nizkar le'el, min ruach shel b'nei ha-Nevi'im shebechol Yisrael medaber matik. And we're talking about that factor of Nevuah that we mentioned earlier, which every single Jew has, even if you're not a Navi per se, but you still have an aspect of the b'nei ha-Nevi'im within you. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 24th paragraph tomorrow.